Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning, and welcome to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. We got a great show this morning, a lot of great songs, but the best part of it, back in the studio, off popular demand, you know, in the parts where I'm from, we know him as Baby Boy. But today, as you hear the snicker, Zach Du back in the studio with us. How you doing, Zach?
Good. It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
It is good. I think the first time you were here, we were on air, but not the podcast didn't work. There were some technical difficulties, and as I mentioned, you were in high demand to come back on air so we could get you on the podcast.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to hear it myself. I was looking forward to listening to us talk and sharing it with everybody else that didn't get to catch it on the radio, you know, but hopefully this time we can do the same thing. It'd be pretty good.
Well, we're not going to go over your stats or anything because, you know, one day you'll get a card in Topps or Donruss, and then we can look at your rookie card because I better get one of those anyway. Yes, I shouldn't have to buy the whole pack to get that one. I should get the personalized one. But we'll get all your stats when that day comes.
Yes, sir. That'll be good. Let's hope I can give everybody one of them.
that would be pretty cool. Well, you're getting ready. School's fixing to crank back up. How are you preparing for school?
I'm still working over here at Bluebell. I got, you know, one more week there, and then we're going to go move all my stuff out of my apartment, and I'll be back into a house. We're moving into a house, me and a couple of buddies on the baseball team, you know, and just trying to soak in the last couple of weeks of summer before back to the grind of school and baseball and, you know, workouts and all that kind of stuff.
And for those who are listening who don't know where you're going to school.
Auburn University, Montgomery. AUM.
AUM.
Yes, sir.
AUM. A pretty good baseball school.
Yeah, we had, you know, a while back, a couple years ago, they transitioned from, you know, NAIA to a Division II school, and they had a probationary period for NCAA, about 4 years. But then the first 2 years where we could compete for a conference title and stuff like that, they squeaked in as the 8th seed their first year, and then last year we locked up a 4 seed. Out of 8 with 13 teams in the conference, and 30-win season, first 30-win season since 2016 before they went NAIA or from NAIA to D2. But when they were NAIA, they were powerhouse. You know, they were World Series every other year, winning the conference, stuff like that. So it's been an adjustment, but we got some ball players this year. You know, a whole start 9 basically is coming back. So, and we're getting some arms in. I think we're going to have a pretty good shot to, you know, make a run for it.
And you are going in as – this is your fourth year playing, but you would be classified as a
– sophomore.
As a sophomore.
So I'll graduate in the spring and play my sophomore year of baseball in the spring too.
That is pretty cool. That's COVID-related. You know, we got some relief with that. So, man, what an opportunity that is to stay in school for the game you love, or if you get a phone call and a team calls you on draft day – we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll just see what happens. We're going to pray about it. Let the Lord handle that part because, you know, he will. He's going to. If that's where he wants you to be,
yes, sir.
That's where he wants you to be. And right now, you're rubbing shoulders. You're meeting people. You never know what God has planned with the people you meet who are going to take you down the path that the Lord wants you to go.
Yes, sir.
It may be another whole arena. Who knows? I mean, you never know.
No doubt. You know, if the Lord wants you there, and he's always going to put you there, sometimes, you know, his plan may not line up with what you envision, but it's always going to be for the better because he'll never put you in anything that you can't thrive in and be successful in at the end of the day.
You might have a popular radio show.
Maybe this one will take off for me.
Well, we'll be back with more Zach Du right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Mercy Me, Bring the Rain, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And we need some rain, Zach. It's kind of dry outside.
A drought.
Well, we know we're supposed to, the way we live our lives, is to stay in the Word of God, to direct us in that path. And you brought a Bible verse to share with us. And,
yes, sir.
And so what's been laid on your heart?
So, you know, like last time, I want to talk a little bit about Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I like to think about that because, you know, it's easy to be worried about, you know, financials, you know, or the next day, what your friends think, what people think about you, your plan for your life, stuff like that, especially when you're younger, you know, in college, you want to know what you're going to do when you graduate. People ask you all the time, well, what do you want to do? And probably 50% of kids in college have no clue. So I think that when that's cast upon you and you start worrying about stuff like that, you need to remember that God is going to take you wherever you need to be, not where you want to go or where you think you need to be. Mm-hmm. He's going to put you where you need to be. And maybe that's not where you want to be at the time. And, you know, because it's easy to fray from that and be mad that you didn't get your way. You know, when you don't get picked on a team, you don't get invited to the party, whatever. But there's a reason for that. And if you look at it like that, then you'll never be upset or disappointed because you know God has a plan for everybody.
He does. I met a young girl I know last night eating, and, you know, she told me, she said, I'm going to college now, but I don't know, I don't know what I want to do. And I said, baby, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Trust the Lord. You know, it's a day at a time. Trust his path. And like you said, we have to lean on that understanding. And we have to know that, you know, it may not be popular to some people, the path the Lord puts us on.
Absolutely.
Because as this world goes further and further away from God, we get the most resistance now as we lean toward him. Yeah, so.
It's easy to fall into the crowd. You know, there's a lot of, especially nowadays, there's a lot of distractions. You know, even your phone. If people carried their Bible as much as they do their phone, we wouldn't have any of the problems we have today. And not even that, you can have your Bible on your phone, but people have strayed away from that. I don't walk the perfect line. I don't do anything like that. I've had my sins and a fair share of them. But when you accept yourself as a sinner, because we all are, then it's easier to move on and give it all to God and ask for forgiveness, right? And if you can walk in that line and know that God's with you and God's with everybody else around you, you surround yourself with God-fearing people and people that love God, then it's much easier to walk in that light, walk in that line, and you won't have to, you know, get distracted with all the things going on in the world right now.
I have a friend at work that listens to the podcast, and she said, I love the kids that you get in there and the knowledge that they share and what they say. And you just said something that is of wisdom. It's of knowledge and of wisdom, and that's from the Lord. And it just, you summed it all up. If we were to carry our Bibles around and open our Bibles as much as we open our phones, you know, I did a video with Mindy and Morgan, and I did that little, the music that goes with it, you know, time to watch my social media or whatever. It has 6,900 views. Mm. And if we just get into the Word of God, you know, quit worrying about what everybody's doing. I don't have to get up in the morning and check social media to see what people's doing, or before I go to bed, why don't we get up in the morning and go to the Lord and thank him for another day. Lord, I don't know why you're giving me this day, but it's your day. Let your will be served. And when at night, when you lay your head down, thank you, Lord, you brought me through another day.
And people need to be with their family. You know, the Lord, yes, you have your time for the Lord, but if you can do that as a family, I mean, my family's bad. I mean, we'll sit on the couch, you know, 3 feet from each other and hadn't said a word in 30 minutes because we're on our phone. But if you can get your family involved in the same things you're doing with Christ, with the Bible, you know, stuff like that, it makes the family bond stronger and you want to spend more time together. You put your phones down for 20 minutes. And that's more time a night than that's more time than people have talked to God in their whole life.
It is. You're right.
And just for 20 minutes, some people don't talk to God, and you can tell when something bad happens, they start worrying and freaking out. And it's easy to do that when you haven't talked to God about it, because when you talk to God about it, he shows you everything you need to know to move past that, overcome that, and build something great from that problem. That problem that you thought was a problem, that was really nothing. It was just a test.
Well, all right, we're going to jump back to some music real quick, and then we'll get back with more wisdom and knowledge. from Zach Dew. It's Toby Mac. Help is on the way right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Gateway Worship. Give me your peace right here on Mix Sunday Morning and on the Mix Sunday Morning podcast. And again, we have Mr. Zach Dew in the studio with us. We talked in the first segment. You're getting ready to go to school, and you'll be getting into fall baseball, and then it'll ramp right up in the spring. But spiritually, are you getting ready for school? Are you doing anything you're preparing? I put you on the hot seat. I told you I was going to put you on the hot seat because, you know, we've talked about it. You know, when you go off to school, you're kind of away from your protection, mm-hmm. if that's what you want to call it.
You're on your own a little bit.
Yeah, your family, you're kind of on your own. There's a lot of influence. There are a lot of because colleges, it doesn't matter how small or how big, bring in lots of different types of people.
All kinds.
Yeah, all over kinds, the place. Yes. And how are you prepared? I know you're going back to school. You're used to, so you know who's there, but there'll be some new
faces.
Especially new faces, like you said, coming in on a baseball team. How do you protect what the Lord has already instilled in you? Because like you said, we're all going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, I make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm twice as old as you. So I know you're going to make twice the mistakes.
You got that right.
Okay, I'm just going to say you're going to make twice the mistakes I make. I mean, really. I mean,
you're right.
I mean, that's how it is. Because I was there one day. And how do you protect yourself as much as you can? How do you rely on the Lord to protect you?
You have to talk to him. You have to let him know, you know, your insecurities. Well, he already knows, but he wants to hear it. Like, what you're worried about. Your insecurities, you know, what's making, you got to pray about your friends. Like the people that's around you that's a huge part of who you are. Like the people that you can bring around you and keep around you, at the end of the day, that's who you're going to be. You know, you got this group of friends that are doing everything bad, wrong, not the right way, not living for Christ, at least even a little bit. You know, they don't talk about God. They don't do anything like that. That's what you're going to do. You're going to stray away from God. But if you have friends that can bring you back to earth, back to God, you know, the good crowd, because like I said, everybody's got their mistakes, their sins, whatever. But if you can find that group of people that you can talk to about that kind of stuff, you know, if you're feeling lonely, away from God, you know, worried, scared, you can talk to them about God. Those are the kind of people that you need to keep around you. Even if you're 2 hours from home, 3 hours from home, across the country, whatever, if you can find a group of friends that you can interact with and talk about the Lord, it eases up everything, and it makes you feel like you're at home, you know, in your house, in your bed, surrounded by people that love you. If you can surround yourself with people that are good for you, you'll be good for them, and you'll be able to walk in that light.
Amen, brother. I think I'll jump a pew on that one. My goodness. Preach it right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Well, all right, we'll come back. We got one more segment, man. We're flying through this show. Yes, we are absolutely flying through the show. And he said,
flow.
You know, time flies when you're having fun. We are so blessed to have this time. Yes, I'm so blessed to have you on the show this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we'll go to Carry Job the Blessing, and we'll finish up our last segment with Zach Dew. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a great day. Lincoln Brewster, Shout to the Lord right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And as we wrap this show up, we got some music left to close it out. But we're going to close out this last section. I usually do a devotion, but today I have a very special guest, a young man, a very talented young man. But besides all of that, you know, I love him like he's my own kid. Even if he was a professional domino player, I don't care about, you know, I love what the Lord has blessed you in baseball, but man, I love you more than even that game. So, it's an honor to have you this morning. We've enjoyed your wisdom at such a young age. And, you know, for all of our listeners out there, let's pray for our kids, you know, cause they face a lot. They face more than what we faced. You know, Satan is out there. He's on the prowl. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, every week, this is a we live in a world of there's no line between right and wrong anymore. It's all okay. It's in every show we watch. It's what's in every commercial. It's preached to us in every direction. And we know there's a heaven and a hell, and there's no line in between that. It's that's what it is. And we have to get back to where we live our life. We are going to make mistakes, and God sent his son to
pay for those.
Yeah, to pay for it and to pave a way into heaven. We got to lean on him. So I think we were talking, you know, between breaks, and I told you to stop. So I need you to rewind before we were break about 15 seconds and start over.
Yes, sir. So I know everyone is, you know, super involved, Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that. And there's a guy on there, his name's Inky Johnson. And, you know, he was a football player at Tennessee, projected first round pick. And, you know, he come from nothing. I mean, he grew up poor in a bad part of Atlanta. And he made it to Tennessee Division I football. You know, that's a big-time program. Projected first round, gets hurt in a game. Regular season game, like third game of the year, gets hurt. You know, and his dream, his whole dream was the NFL. Like, he was going to the NFL, and he was going. And he got hurt and lost the use of his right arm. Had it amputated, almost died in a hospital bed. And now he's a motivational speaker, and he talks a lot about what God did for him in his, you know, his recovery and his life now, and how God redirected him. And, you know, he wasn't prepared for that. You know, he didn't want that to change his life like it did. You know, one routine football tackle changes his life. But he talks about how he stepped into God and let God, you know, show him the way, even if it wasn't the way he wanted to go at the time, and how it changed his life. So when you start something in life, you know, your reason why has to be bigger than you. Because one day, like Inky Johnson, he ran into something tougher than him. You're going to run into something tougher than you, and it's going to make you quit. If your reason why is not tougher than you, it's not more than you. You got to do it for God. Because he wants you, he's gonna lead you in the way he wants you to go, and if you quit, then you wasn't really doing it for God or your family, or even yourself. But if your reason why is bigger than you, your family, God, they're all gonna be supporting you. And then when you run into that something that's tougher than you, you lean on them, and you continue going. And he talked about it, and he says God was there with him the whole way and told him. He said he talked to God that, Ink, this isn't what I want you to do. He's like, you need to go this way. And he was like, really? Like, right now? Could I not, you know, make one more year and then redirect me? But God's plan doesn't wait for you to achieve what you think you need. He wants you to do it when he wants you to do it. And if you can continue through with that, you know, you'll prosper from that instead of your plan. And you'll see that your plan might not have had the best benefit for you. And then going in God's way is going to benefit everyone around you like it did him. He talked about how him going to college, doing that, getting hurt, and then almost dying in the operating room led to his father getting saved, his brothers going to college, stuff like that. So it's bigger than him. It affected more than him for the better. So if you can trust in God's plan and continue on that path, even if it's not the one you love or want to do, then he'll reward you in the end for your hard work and your dedication to him.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So when do you leave for school?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, man, I expect big things from you. And the one thing I do expect is for you to be infectious, man. Just be,
yes, sir.
Be infectious for the Lord. You know, he's giving you a gift. You don't have to say much. Just live your life for the Lord. And maybe, I don't know, we'll give it about 2-3 months. We're going to do a Zoom. We'll do a Zoom cast from school, and you're going to have somebody on with you.
Yes, sir.
And we'll get to talk, all three of us.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right. We got some other big things, too, that I'll get you involved in, yes, sir. It'll probably get your team involved in, called Suit Up Ministries.
Okay. That sounds good.
And but that's coming, and we'll talk about that in another show. But thank you for taking the time to come in again. It's truly, as I said, it's not a cliche. It is from my heart. It's a blessing, man. Every time I get to see you, and now that the guests that get to listen to you,
yes, sir, thank you for having me.
You know, on air and through the podcast.
Yes, sir, it was fun. We need to do it again one day.
We will. We will, but next time it'll be when you're on your Major League Baseball team. And
I hope so.
No, I'm just messing with you about that. No pressure about that. I just want to see. I'm excited to see where the Lord takes you. I really do.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited too. To see.
Me too.
Where he takes you.
Yes, sir.
Well, God bless every one of you for listening. Wow, 2 hours just fly. It does. It flies by. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the music. We've got some music coming up to finish the show. We'll start it off. It's We the Kingdom, Holy Water. This is Greg Wyckoff signing off for Mix Sunday Morning.